Justin Fluke with you, joined by Joe Gruber now. So about the girls basketball head coach, the Lady Blue Jays are 3-10 on the season. Two of those wins in the Big 7 League. Two losses since last we spoke, and as Coach kind of previewed for us last week, Sabetha faced the number one team in the state in Class 3A in Silver Lake last Friday, and then the number one team in the state in Class 2A last night, that being Riverside. So, Coach, no doubt two of the toughest games of the year and the second meeting against Silver Lake here in the last couple weeks. So, obviously, you know, some great teams and kind of at a different level, but what maybe positives did you see or just things that you feel like you can take from those games your girls can learn and build from?
Yeah, obviously that's a tough two-game stretch, especially coming out of a tough tournament like the Burlington tournament, but I thought the girls competed well for all four quarters. We had a really good first quarter, and then some things went against us, and Riverside's a good team, and they capitalized on some opportunities. I'm excited to use those experience against tough competition, and then hopefully that helps us be more comfortable in situations going forward.
No doubt. As you get back into Big 7 League play here over the next few weeks now to finish out the regular season, Royal Valley, a road game on Friday, and then I believe you have three games maybe coming up next week as teams try to get some of the final makeup games in. Perry, a team that you haven't faced, you have a road makeup game with them. So what about Royal Valley, and what about just, you know, besides Perry, I guess, a lot of rematches and how you kind of look at that as you go through the league schedule against these teams you've already faced now?
Yeah, Royal Valley on Friday, Coach Boucher does a great job. They played real hard for him. We had a tough battle last game, and it could have went either way. So I'm looking forward to that. And like I talked to the girls about, is we're in the second half of the season. We're going to start playing teams a second time, and then I'm excited to see our growth from game one to game two. We've gotten better, they've gotten better, and I'm excited for the girls to compete.
What are some things, you got a couple days of practice here, which, you know, there's not a ton of practice time left in the season, but, you know, at this point of the year, is it a lot of tweaking? I mean, are you still trying to add a few wrinkles and stuff in? Like, what's kind of the game plan and how practices are at this point of the season for your club?
Yeah, I just think at this point of the season, you got the offense that you have, the defenses that you have, you're not really, you may be tweaking the little things, but you're not adding completely new stuff. So you're just getting more and more reps, getting more fine-tuned in those things. And I just want to see us take more shots with confidence, be ready to shoot when the opportunity presents itself, and then stepping into that shot with confidence.
You bet. Well, a lot to play for. I know the next couple of weeks we'll kind of start taking a peek and looking at some of the sub-state seedings as well for your sub-state this year. So best of luck, Coach, in these upcoming couple games, and we'll chat about them next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Joe Gruber, head coach of the Sabetha Girls. We'll talk Blue Jay boys basketball after this timeout.